Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Thanks for listening to Saints Happy Hour. We are a family here. You know what families do? They support each other. And if you aren't a patron, we need your support. All the great content you consume for free takes time and money. If you love the show and listen regularly, please become a patron. We need you. Supporting Saints Happy Hour can cost you as little as 23 cents a day. That's what the Saints should have paid Kenny Stills. So please go to Patreon/Saints Happy Hour and support the show today.
Hey, Ralphie, Andrew, and Dave. All right, I got a little intel. Your Saints Happy Hour podcast? Yeah. It's a joke, all right? And I'll tell you what. You, Ralph, you mispronounce everything, okay? I listen, I go, what the? Does he not know the English language? All right, Ralph. I try to get an English class in there every now and then, okay, pal? Hey, Andrew! Think you're smart, huh? Think you're smart? You're in big trouble, pal. Eat a piece of shit like you for breakfast. And then, of course, there's Dave. Dave, a little obnoxious? Got a little bit of a chip on your shoulder, huh? You gotta cut people down all the time? Is that what you gotta do? But know that life is good. Appreciate it. Do what you do. Keep on keeping on. Shooter out.
All right, everybody. Thanks for joining us on a very special edition of Saints Happy Hour Podcast. Please support the show. Patron support is what keeps this show going. And subscribe to us wherever you get your podcast. Andrew, we have our favorite patron on the show today. He's Connor Payton. He's a patron of the show. Connor, thanks for joining us tonight. Today. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank y'all for having me.
Yeah, I got to say, I've been pestering Connor to come back on the show for a while now. And, Ralph, you know I'm a big Sean Payton fan, huge. But I will go ahead and say this. Connor is my favorite Payton because, number one, he doesn't have me blocked on Twitter.
That's right.
And, number two, he's a patron of the show. So it's my favorite Payton. And, Ralph, I just want you to enjoy this, okay? Because, like I said, I've been pestering Connor, and he's about to graduate college, and then he's going to move on to be in an NFL front office, probably with the Saints, right? And this is probably it. Like, once he gets that job, I see it playing out like this. He's going to call his family first, let them know. Then he's going to call his friends. And somewhere down the list, he's going to hit up Andrew Juge. That's me. And he's going to say, hey, Andrew, you know that phone number you have for me? Go ahead and lose it.
Totally, 100%. No doubt.
I don't know that's about cool. All that. I mean, there's a chance, but it depends how long this pestering keeps up. We'll see.
Andrew pesters. Andrew has no fear, Connor. We'll have, like, Randy Mueller on, Zach Streep, and you. And I'm like, oh, they came on. They're really nice. Don't bother. Andrew's like, we got the number. I'm building a relationship with him. He has no fear. None.
I love it. That's smart. He's networking. That's right.
Well, Connor, before we get into kind of the movie and the Saints and all this stuff, I've been thinking about this a lot. And I think about you and I think about college students and, you know, just with the temperature of the room globally right now with COVID. And look, everybody's dealt with it. It's universal, some in really tragic ways. And but I can't help but feel just absolutely terrible for you and college students in general, because you know, I remember my college days and they were incredible and epic and some of the best times of my life. And, you know, look, since then I've gotten married and I have kids and I'm talking to Connor Payton right now. So I've lived some big moments, man, since college, but I look on those moments really fondly and like, how the hell do you navigate basically your college career during COVID?
It's been weird for sure. I know. So it's great though, because freshman year we had like 3/4 a year normal, no COVID. And then we left for spring break and we never came back. So it's been tough. And with the hybrid and online class and kind of keeping actually like you're learning something, because we're gonna have a new generation of like doctors here that are just online school the whole way through. So it's definitely been weird trying to keep your tabs aligned and keep everything done, but it's still been the experience. We're still kind of getting it, and I still have my friends, and we're still like finding stuff to do just around of whatever we can.
So, Connor, it's out there that you one day want to be an NFL GM, maybe start as a scout. When you graduate, what's your next move? And have you been like obsessing about college players and watching tape and doing all that?
Yeah, no, I've definitely gotten into a lot of that, and I've been helping TCU and the recruiting and stuff, watching film, breaking down film, and doing data entry, stuff like that. But I don't have my next move ready to go yet, just like most kids in junior year of college. This is like peak panic time right now. So everybody's kind of like, oh my God, I'm about to be a real person in a year and a half. So I don't have an exact move yet, but definitely something, as you said, along football lines and an administrative office for either college or pro team. I would love to do something like that.
Well, Connor, if it makes you feel better, I was a double major in college, French and philosophy. And I parlayed that into a career in music and a Saints podcast. So
I was electronic broadcasting at LSU. I don't even know what that is.
All right, Connor. So let's talk about your dad. How you doing? How are you processing all this, and where are you at with the decision?
It's definitely been a weird week. It's been a sad week for us and all Saints fans, just because I've been so deep with this team for 16 years, and just every year we just get going again. It's like, all right, well, this year didn't end as we want. Well, we got the new season coming up, and that's not happening this year. So it's definitely hard to make sense of, but I know he made the best choice in his interest, and I totally get why he needs some break from the grind of football and the daily life of being a coach. But it's definitely sad. I can't act like it's not, but I mean, luckily we had 16 great years, and he's been able to stay in a place for so long that a lot of people view his time there as a well-spent time, and the relationships that he built, I feel like, will last for forever.
You know, Connor, speaking of that, I mean, my mom is getting older, and it's harder for her to get the Saints game. So even though my life got crazy this fall, I was like, I got to get to NOLA. I got to get to these games, because my mom, she's getting up. She's getting near 80. We might not have too much time left. I want to enjoy the Saints. You don't know how long they're going to be good. And of course, we didn't know your dad was thinking of leaving. But I got to thinking about, was there any hints during the year that your dad dropped and you sensed it and you were like, oh my God, I got to get down there. I got to get to games. I got to get that Saints atmosphere, the city, the feel of it. I got to enjoy it like one last time, because the old man might be quitting. I got to get down there and soak up some more like Who Dat Nation or whatever you call it one last time, because it might be over.
I definitely was thinking that a little bit, but I wish he would have told me more, because I didn't really get to do, as you said, which I wish I could have more taken it for granted. But he did a good time, I think, just kind of finishing out this year. I knew he was thinking about it to some degree, but I know he was just going to get his job done and still not really be calling me and telling me about his next move. So not really, but hopefully I'll still be welcome in the city and still be able to come by and still get in all my favorite places in. And hopefully I'll never lose that.
Well, yeah, no, you're definitely part of the Saints family. And Ralph, when you asked that question, man, I have to say I was in the Superdome for Saints Panthers, which turned out.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
About to be his final home win and the last win for Sean Payton in the Dome. And that's pretty special that I got to experience that with my son. And then, man, the following week, what a way to go out when you think about it, in the Georgia Dome against the Falcons, and to kind of cement and put the cherry on top of your legacy with a win like that is it's special. But Connor, you went public. I feel like when something like this happens, right, you could keep it internal and really just process it with your family and stay private about it. But I noticed that you and your sister both went on social media and you communicated to the Saints fan base, to the New Orleans community, and you really reached out to them. And I'm curious just if you can explain why you felt like that was important.
I mean, I felt like an easy choice for us just because, I mean, 16 years of our life. So we're so attached to the city, whether city of New Orleans wants it or not. And so I felt like it was like, I had to do something like that. And I had to show my appreciation and my gratitude for a team and a city and a culture for allowing my family to come in and be a part of something bigger than us, which, well, I'll never forget. And so I felt like it would have been hard for me to just slowly go away and not really say anything about how grateful I am and how appreciative I am for all Saints fans and how great these 16 years have been being just a fan.
Yeah. You know, and then let's talk about the Saints, Connor, because, you know, when we had you on the podcast your first time, you mentioned, you know, like, I've been like New Orleans my whole life. That's most of your life. You're the Saints. Your dad's been the coach, and you grew up a Saints fan. You're as diehard as any of us. And this year, man, starting in July, I feel like the Saints got hit with bad news. It started Marcus Williams. They couldn't get the extension done. Deontay Hardy, DUI. David Onyemata suspended. Will Lutz, Michael Thomas injuries. And that's just July. Like, on your experience, how crazy on the scale is the 2021 Saints season? I feel like it never stopped with horrible news throughout the year.
Yeah, in terms of like trouble we ran into, it's got to be a top three. In terms of ending, not as much, but just throughout the season of obstacles and any other things that we had to come across, it's for sure one of the most challenging seasons, I bet, for the Saints and my dad for the season. But in terms of playoff endings or anything like that, obviously not. But in terms of just chaos, definitely up there.
Well, okay, so be honest, Connor. We're talking week of Miami, right? And half the roster has COVID.
Yeah.
you hit up your dad and you were like, look, I'm ready to go. Like,
I just sent him the highlights.
Give me a contract, I'm ready.
I just sent him the highlights. That's all I did. Just a little link. And just said, just check him out. Don't forget. This was recent. This was like 3 years ago.
He's like, he watches that. He's like, sounds good. You're starting.
Yeah. Like, do you, when you see all that horrible COVID news, like, what's your thought process? Like, one, you're a Saints fan, right? You're like, oh my God, we're fighting for the playoffs. And then the other experience, you're like, do you like, you know, because me and Andrew were like, oh, I wonder who's going, who's coming back, what's the test? Are you doing that with your dad? You're like, Dad, I gotta know who's in, who's out for the Monday night game. This is our season riding on this.
Oh yeah, it's funny because it's like, as you said, a playoff game. Everything's on the line here, and we got 30 guys down, and we don't know who started quarterback. And it was, my dad told me, because I was asking him, like, well, who's playing? Who are these new guys? I was seeing all these new names, and he was like, to be honest, I met two guys in the locker room before kickoff, and they're gonna each play 30 snaps tonight.
Unbelievable.
And that's an NFL team. Like, this isn't even in like a college team. This would be something unforeseen. And in the NFL, it's, how's this happening?
Unbelievable.
So,
go ahead, Ralph.
Go ahead, Andrew.
Well, I'm just curious. So, just with the Saints coaching staff search now, I'm sorry, they have a staff in place, obviously, but for the head coaching job, I'm sure you're paying attention to it. Are you like a Dennis Allen all the way guy? Or, I mean, we're seeing some big names here, Byron Leftwich, Aaron Glenn, obviously, who the Saints have familiarity with, and Brian Flores. And, you know, that's just who we know right now. Just curious if you have any thoughts about the coaching search.
Yeah, I mean, DA is a great guy and would be a great choice and has led some of the best Saints defenses we've seen in recent history for sure. So, and he's got the past experience. So I think he'd be an easy choice, but I know they're going to do their due diligence and check out all the other prospects. And it'll be nice to get Aaron Glenn back in New Orleans for a little bit too, because he was such a great coach when we had him and got pried away from us. But I know they'll make a smart choice, and it's definitely a new thing for the Saints to be looking for a new coach. But I know we'll be following along.
You know, Connor, this year they didn't make the playoffs, but it was this was one of my favorite Saints teams because they just fought their guts out. And I think Andrew will agree with me. Like, the peak of 2021 was the night in Tampa. Like, they went there, they shut out Tom Brady, and as your dad said in the press conference, Tampa won the division. They didn't beat us. Like, your dad said that with such pride, and I was like, yes! But my question to you is, like, that experience for you, I know your dad was suspended for 2012, and obviously we'll get to talk to home about the movie with Kevin James in a minute, but that experience for you, as you're older now, and he's sitting at home, just like the rest of us, like, how was that? And did you take from 2021, do you view like the Tampa win as, was that like the high point for you for this year?
Oh, it, yeah, it's got to be. And just what this our team went through this season was just unbeatable. And beating Tampa twice and shutting them out like that was just great. And I know it was definitely weird because, I mean, he's been this, because I mean, that was the game he didn't even coach, right? That was that was one where he had COVID. Yeah, so that was even crazier. But he was sitting at home like the rest of us watching it. But that was definitely a classic of the season.
Yeah, I maintain with that game that I prefer that the Saints didn't score a touchdown in that game because it's like more insulting to Tom Brady.
Right. We didn't even need it.
Right. Right. I feel right, like we got to talk home team. We got to talk home team.
I know.
All right. So it's live on Netflix now. You should definitely go check it out. Obviously Kevin James, Connor. Well, it's kind of worlds collide for me. Cause I've been a diehard Saints fan my whole life, but I also grew up on some of my favorite movies being Happy Gilmore, Billy Madison, you know? And so for the Adam Sandler family to make a movie about a Saints coach and you, you know, it really is worlds colliding. And, you know, I have to say, by the way, speaking of our intro and Happy Gilmore, that Christopher McDonald, I met him a few years ago. I went to the US Open to watch tennis and I met him there. And for me, like, he's the greatest movie villain of all time. It's like it was like meeting Drew Brees for me to meet him. Shooter McGavin.
He was more excited about the Shooter Open, Connor, than he was about your dad. Just be
the
honest
Open's
about
good,
that.
That's good. I like it.
Yeah, but I'm curious just to hear like your overall thoughts on like obviously now you've seen the movie, but like knowing that it was going to happen and the whole process leading up to last night where you finally were with your family and got to watch it for the first time. Like, can you just kind of talk about all of it?
Yeah, it's definitely been a crazy process because it's been probably 2 years running now from writing the script and then getting it all going. But my sister's boyfriend's the one who wrote it. So I was kind of close along the process. And as you said, it was kind of my world's colliding too, because I was my sister and his whole, her boyfriend and his whole family. And then the whole Saints in my 2012 season with all my friends in Argyle, Texas. So it's definitely been a cool process, but it's been weird. And I'm happy to help a little bit too, because I got to, with his original script, I was kind of helping out with like football things and how he would say stuff and if that sounded like normal. And it was really cool to just kind of see it all come together over a long period of time. But definitely weird to see your 12-year-old self being portrayed on the movie. It's a little funny, but it's great though. And Tate, the kid who played me, he did a great job and is a better athlete at that age than I would ever be. So.
Here's my question. I got tonight, Marlboro family movie night. I got a 6-year-old. I'm trying to indoctrinate him on the Saints. My wife has done a tremendous job. He's astro insane. I have not doing as well. So I need to know, is a 6-year-old, do they have enough parts in this movie that it's going to get a 6-year-old excited about it and like it?
I think so. Yeah. I mean, even the no spoilers though, but the beginning scenes with the Saints and how they added Kevin James into the whole Super Bowl scenes and all that, I thought that was done incredibly. So I think after watching that, he'll be locked in and have to feel something for the Saints afterwards.
I like it. He likes little giants. So that's like the barometer
we are. That's what we're going for.
So now that your dad has more free time, is there anything that he always promised you he'd do for you or take you or whatever? Connor, after I'm done coaching, we're going to do X, Y, and Z. And you're like, all right, Dad, you promised you're taking me to Paris or doing, we're going, renting an RV, going across country. You promised me that. Now you had the time. Like, is there anything like that you've been bugging him about?
there's nothing really specific because of him too. He's not a huge planner. Like he won't be like, hey, let's go to Paris. Like let's go in a month or two. He, with him though now being off, I got to be on my toes because I'll be hanging in Fort Worth one weekend and he'll be like, hey, I'm coming in tonight. I'll see you in a couple hours. We're going to dinner. So that's what he will do now with all this free time. So now I'm just going to be consistently worried that he's flying in unexpectedly or something like that. But that's what I'm getting ready for.
Love it. All right. Well, I got a hypothetical for you, Connor, and I'm super curious about this. So now that this is a reality, and let's all be honest, like he's going to do, I mean, we knew he's going to do the media thing for a minute. He's going to come back to coach. He's basically already said that. It's going to be the Cowboys. We all see that clearly. We all know it. Maybe, maybe not. You're not as convinced, it looks like. But let me just paint the scenario for you. Here's the picture, okay? A few years from now, Sean Payton is the coach of the Dallas Cowboys. No disrespect to Mike McCarthy, who used to coach the Saints. And they're playing the New Orleans Saints in the NFC Championship game, all right? And it's down to the final 2 minutes of the game. And a field goal is going to send one of these two teams to the Super Bowl. Are you rooting for Will Lutz to make that kick or Greg freaking Zuerlein?
Noted Saints well, killer.
Well, first off, it'll take a lot for me to be a Cowboys fan. So that'd be a tough transition. And second off, what Greg Zuerlein had done to us in that
That's
game,
right.
Had to play the best game of his life. And then to go on in the Super Bowl and miss, I think he missed two kicks in the Super Bowl the next week after. But right. Against us.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Completely blacked.
Yeah, that game didn't blacked exist, out. Right. Yeah. That game didn't count. But how could I ever pick Greg Zuerlein? Obviously, I'm picking my boy Will Lutz.
Yeah.
Gosh, that's right. Dad. It's a perfect end. I feel like into the Connor might be working with the Saints, being a scout, being something, and he'll be on the he'll be on the opposite sideline with it, you know, for the Saints. But Connor, my final question for you, and then we'll get out of here is, what is like the one thing that you, I know you said you'll be back and you won't lose the New Orleans, but what's the one thing about your whole Saints experience in the last 16 years that you went back to over and over again that you aren't going to get when football starts next fall? And you're going to be like, oh, I missed that.
You can't say the Super Bowl win. You can't. Yeah. You can't say that. Of course. It's too easy.
Gosh, I would say, so I had the same seat that I'd sit in this box for the whole 16-year period. And when I was like 7 years old, I like, because I used to hate kind of football back then, I would just like kind of mess around during the whole game and do whatever in the box. I carved my name on this wooden little part of the seat, and it is still there to this day. And every time I'd go to a Saints game, I'd go and sit in that seat the whole time, check the carving, make sure it's still there. And now that I can't do that part, and if I ever go back to a Saints game, I'm assuming it won't be in that same seat, which definitely would be hard for me. And I know it was superstitious part, but I always had to be there the whole time. And if somebody else was in my seat, I would have to literally go up to them and be like, hey, like my name is carved right there. But but that'll definitely be the hardest thing, and I don't want to forget about though.
I feel like it's got to be understood by, I don't know, Superdome custodials or whatever, like don't touch that.
Yeah,
you know, like, I feel like leave that
like,
alone.
You bad juju, you open up a portal or something, right, for bad luck. Like you can't touch the Connor carving. Like
no,
it's gotta stay. Maybe even put like a plaque to like memorialize it. Like you can't touch that. Like the Saints they should know better with New Orleans and Voodoo and Marie Laveau. You can't touch that. You can't touch that. They know better.
And now you're talking about the Superdome staff. That's definitely a good one I'll miss too. Like a lot of those guys have been there for the whole time I've been a kid, so they've seen me and seeing them before games, interacting with them, just been always such a cool thing to do.
Well, Connor, we can't thank you enough for giving us time. Thanks so much. And by the way, home team, if my kid falls in love with it and he wants to watch it over and over again, I will accept no slander of that movie ever. I will be like, it helped my kid become a bigger Saints fan. I love that movie. I will not accept slander. So, Connor, I hope it works out for him tonight. But good luck to you finishing up school. We look forward to seeing your next move. Your family, you remain such a big part of the Hoodak community. We can't thank you enough for, and by the way, supporting the show. It's great. We love you. You're our favorite patron. We admit.
Of course. Yeah, but thank y'all for having me, and thank you, Hoodak Nation, for letting me be a part of y'all for so long. But
All right, guys, until next time, the bar is closed.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.